Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1360. I'm Too Busy to Exercise, by Dominique Alessi of DominiqueAlessi.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from the best health and fitness blogs on the planet, from a bunch of different authors, and always with permission from the sites, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, on Fridays, I do something a little different. I answer your questions. You can send one in by going to our website, oldpodcast.com/ask, or you can email your question directly to health@oldpodcast.com. Thank you so much in advance for sending in your questions. Thank you for your trust. I love listening to and reading your questions every week. All right, with that, let's get right to today's article and continue optimizing your life. I'm Too Busy to Exercise, by Dominique Alessi of DominiqueAlessi.com. For everyone who is too busy to exercise, it's time to reevaluate how you think about exercise. Reframing exercise. Exercise as a tool to maximize time. I think most people accept that there are numerous benefits to exercise. Weight loss, reduced risk of chronic disease, physical strength increases, alleviated symptoms of anxiety and depression, and lots more. But still, exercise seems like yet another thing to pile on your already heavy load, something that you simply do not have time or energy for. The issue here is that we see exercise as an optional activity, even a luxury, not as an integral part of our lives. And for the busy bees out there, it's often low on the priority list, but we are meant to move. In fact, exercise is precisely the solution to taking control over a busy, stressful life. The Harvard Business Review puts it quite nicely. Quote, instead of viewing exercise as something we do for ourselves, a personal indulgence that takes us away from our work, it's time we started considering physical activity as part of the work itself. The alternative, which involves processing information more slowly, forgetting more often, and getting easily frustrated, makes us less effective at our jobs and harder to get along with for our colleagues. Remember, you're not abandoning work. On the contrary, you're ensuring that the hours you put in have value. End quote. In other words, by engaging in exercise, you are working to solve the very problems like stress, lack of time, and low energy that you originally saw as blockers to exercising. Which is to say that these blockers weren't really blockers at all. You only saw them as such because of a particular framing of exercise. Exercise as movement. Let's say you've internalized what I just mentioned and believe that exercise can help you live more productively. Even so, exercise can still seem daunting. Many people associate exercise with long, intense, uncomfortable workout sessions. Whether they picture exercise in the gym or somewhere else, most are predominantly overwhelmed by the time and effort it takes to get a sweat on, not to mention the time it takes to prepare for a workout or transition physically and mentally to what's next on the agenda. Moreover, for someone new to exercise, high-intensity workouts are often intimidating and unsustainable. The good news is that it's not necessary to clock in hours on the treadmill each week. The key, instead, is to get moving. In other words, the health benefits of more traditional structured exercise can also be reaped through accumulating short bouts of activity throughout the day. Tactical advice. Exercise guidelines. The current exercise guidelines in the U.S. are the following. 1. Quote, for substantial health benefits, adults should do at least 150 minutes or 2 hours and 30 minutes a week of moderate intensity or 75 minutes, which is an hour and 15 minutes a week, of vigorous intensity aerobic physical activity, or an equivalent combination of moderate and vigorous intensity aerobic activity. Aerobic activity should be performed in episodes of at least 10 minutes, and preferably, it should be spread throughout the week. End quote. 2. Quote, adults should also include muscle strengthening activities that involve all major muscle groups on 2 or more days a week. End quote. If this seems overwhelming, focus on one sentence. Aerobic activity should be performed in episodes of at least 10 minutes, and preferably, it should be spread throughout the week. By taking, say, 2 brisk 10-minute walks every day, one in the morning and one in the evening, you are just below the recommended 150 minutes of weekly exercise. Up this to 2 11-minute walks per day, and you'll be above the recommendation. To meet the additional recommendation for muscle strengthening activities, you can add, say, a 5 to 10-minute daily strength training routine that rotates through the major muscle groups, legs on one day, arms on day 2, core on day 3, and repeat. Make it a lifestyle. You may already feel a sense of relief. 2 11-minute walks, 5 minutes for strength, that's doable. For others, however, this might still seem impossible. If you can't manage 10 minutes of continuous activity in your busy schedule, don't worry. Even a few minutes of movement throughout the day can be beneficial. Here are some ways to sneak it in. 1. Take the stairs instead of the elevator. 2. Choose parking spots that are farther away from your destination. Side benefit, you'll likely have fewer cars parked next to you, which means there's less of a chance of people bumping your car when they open their doors. 3. Use an exercise ball instead of a chair at your desk and consciously engage your core. 4. When brushing your teeth, practice calf raises or balancing on one leg. 5. Take a walk when on the phone or having a one-on-one with a colleague. 6. Do some light stretching or strength training when watching or listening to something, whether that be a conference call at work or a TV show at the end of the day. Exercise examples: bodyweight squats, calf raises, crunches, holding the plank position, push-ups. 7. Bias towards physical activities for retreats, family gatherings, and time with friends. Examples: take your team to an outdoor field to bond over low-intensity sports or relay races. Play catch or frisbee with your kids instead of a board game. If you have older kids, say 10 and above, engage the entire family in spontaneous plank, sit-up, or push-up competitions. Choose a hike with friends instead of a movie or restaurant meal. And 8, create a daily 5-minute routine for yourself to do right when getting up in the morning and or as you wind down in the evening after work. For example, you could do a combination of holding the plank position for 30 seconds, followed by 30 seconds of push-ups, followed by 30 seconds of squats, and then repeat that entire circuit 3 times. Or you can do a 30-second hamstring stretch. If you want to get your heart rate going a bit more, start off with some jumping jacks. Of course, tailor this routine to suit your fitness level. You can take more breaks if you need to, add weights, etc. Every little bit counts, and you'll be amazed at how many active minutes you can accumulate by fitting in small bouts of movement throughout the day. Keeping it up. Regardless of how much movement you end up getting, it's important to reflect on how you feel. It's hard to maintain something you feel is not helping you, no matter how easy or trivial that something may be. It may take a while for some effects, like weight loss or reduced risk of chronic disease, to manifest, but there are indeed numerous immediate benefits to physical activity. As I said at the beginning of this post, exercise is a way to increase productivity and mental clarity, but there are many other immediate benefits, like increases in energy, focus, memory, productivity, and happiness, while reducing stress, anxiety, irritability, and fatigue. Noticing these benefits can be extremely helpful in both identifying what works best for you and in maintaining healthy behaviors when motivation feels weak. So what are you waiting for? Let's get moving. You just listened to the post titled, "I'm Too Busy to Exercise," by Dominique Alessi of dominiquealessi.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. A couple of weekends ago, one of my best friends and I finally got to go skiing. I live in Southern California, and we rarely ever get snow in the mountains. It just doesn't seem to rain or snow here anymore. It used to when I was a kid, but for some reason, we're not getting much snow. So as soon as we got some, my buddy and I were like, we're going to the mountains. Now, he and I paid for an 8-hour lift ticket, so we had access to the slopes all day. But by about 2 hours in, my buddy was struggling. He was huffing and puffing. It could have been altitude sickness, but he thought he was just out of shape. So he kept telling me things like, man, I got to get into better shape. He wanted to get the most out of his money, so we still stayed on the mountain, but he was struggling. One of the things he said to me was, you know, I love video games. I just wish I could like be more active while playing video games because that might help get me in shape. And I said, yeah, absolutely. That would help. I mean, you're moving, so that would definitely help. And he said, you know what? I still have my stationary bike pedals that I used to put in front of the TV. What if I just pedaled on those while playing video games? And I said, do it. I like that idea. He said, sometimes I get so caught up in my video games, I could be sitting there for a couple of hours without even realizing how long that time flew by. And so if I was pedaling at the same time, I could at least get in 30 minutes before I realized that I'm still pedaling and I get tired. And I told him, I said, I love that idea. That's an example of some of those little things that Dominique was trying to tell you about. Instead of fast-forwarding through commercials on your DVR, use that time to stand up and do some bodyweight squats or a couple of push-ups, a few sit-ups, something. If you do that during every commercial break for a full 60-minute show, you've gotten in quite a bit of activity, believe it or not. Oh, and some people who have desk jobs are often proud to tell me that they have a standing desk at work. And I say, yes, that's awesome. That's better than sitting all day, but it's not good enough. A standing desk is good, but while you're standing there, do move a little bit. Maybe you do some butt kicks with your legs while you stand there, or you gently twist at your waist while standing there, or do some side stretches. Stretch your shoulders, stretch your wrists. You've got to move because just standing there, yes, it's better, but isn't quite as helpful as if you just incorporated even some micro movements. All right, that'll do it for the Sunday episode. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening every day. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. I hope you're having a wonderful weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.